The Money Show.
Consumer Ninja.
I forget the detail, but I certainly have fallen for this. You get a call from an operator in a call center offering to change the terms of your cell phone contract. And usually it's an offer for a cheaper data package. And I recall agreeing. And when it came to what I thought was my contract renewal, I went to a shop and found that because I'd entered into a new contract on data, it massively limited my options when I wanted to upgrade. It's too busy to fight. Made a note that I would have to come back 6 months later, or whatever the case was, I forget the detail. And then I simply adapted my contract and ultimately ported to another provider. But it is an issue, Wendy, where you get these calls. It sounds enticing and you don't necessarily listen to all the T's and C's, or not necessarily given all the T's and C's, but it's a compelling enough proposition for you to go, oh, that sounds like a good idea. Yes, let's change to getting more data for less money. Who would not want that, for example?
Yeah, exactly. Or you're due for an upgrade early, which you pay for ultimately. But anyway, and that sounds like a better deal. I always start off by saying that you're paying too much for your data. And then you upgrade or you take a new contract or whatever the case may be. My problem with doing it that way, Bruce, is that the power balance is all skewed towards the companies. And it's usually their third party call center people, telesales people, right? Because you end the call, and unless you've recorded it yourself, which very few people do, and it's highly recommended, you don't know what you've actually agreed to. And let's just say, putting it the most kindly I can, the salespeople talk up the good bits and talk down the not so nice bits. Skim over them. And people often are really confused about what they've got themselves into. So you would think, in fairness, that you would be given a copy, a transcript, or ideally, because it can't be as easily tampered with, the full recording of your call, and you can tell by the time whether it's in full or not, right? But no, that doesn't happen, because while the Consumer Protection Act, and I think the legislators are sleeping on this one, the Consumer Protection Act says that if you sign a contract in writing, and I'm reading directly from it now, the supplier must provide the consumer with a free copy or free electronic access to a copy of the terms and conditions of that agreement. If a consumer agreement between a supplier and a consumer is not in writing, however, a supplier must keep a record of transactions entered into over the phone in any recordable form. So all it's telling them legally is that they have to keep it, not that they need to give you a copy. So they've got it all. They have the sales script. They have the recording of what went on between the two parties. But if you want to access it, because that forms the mandate, you do not have a written copy of a contract. No one ever suggests that you should walk away from a cell phone store without a copy of the contract. No one suggests they should withhold it and that you should jump through legal hoops to get access to that copy. No, they give it to you. But when it's a call recording, different story. And as you could probably tell, this is one of my most frustrating consumer injustice issues, because it comes across in my work, Bruce, almost on a daily basis. So,
You get these aggressive, not aggressive, persistent, that's a better word, persistent calls, which I think I've managed to stop through a mixture of desperately unfortunate rudeness and a lot of cajoling and threatening, because at one stage I was getting three calls a week from outsourced call centers of my cell phone provider, who are incentivized to sell and undermine the brands and the integrity and the quality of the brands. And it's almost as if the brands have lost control of some of these guys. And because it's all about sell, sell, sell. And it's persistent. And no amount of, please, will you beep, 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 and leave me alone, works on them. Because they're tough as nails, these guys.
They're used to it. Water for duck's back. But So now about that call recording, I engaged with the then National Consumer Commissioner, Ibrahim Mohammed, some years ago about this. And I said, it's really not okay that the consumer can't get access to the mandate, i.e. the call recording, when there's a dispute. It cannot be. And he said, no, absolutely. And I have him on record as saying the consumer must be able to have access. He didn't say that the cell phone companies and other telesales operators need to send you the recording, but he said you must have access. So what do they do? You raise a dispute and they make you slip off to your nearest Vodacom, MTN, Cell C, whatever store. Which, if you think about it, it's a huge slip. It's transport money. And then you go in there almost like a child. There's still a power imbalance. Hello, manager, can you please play it for me? You don't have... Can you go back? Can you go forward? I mean, it's like a big favor thing, which just really gets me in the wrong place. So the case study is Ellen Hagerman. She wrote to me recently about not being able to cancel her Vodacom contract without a penalty, which she thought she should because it was out of the contract period, month to month. And she wanted to do it because she is returning overseas on the 2nd of June. And she says, they claim I upgraded the contract last October, but I have no recollection or written proof that this is the case. So now they want to charge me this cancellation penalty based on the 2.5 years remaining on that contract. So quite a sizable sum. She didn't specify. And then what got my attention was the second email, which said, I am now on the line with a Vodacom consultant who is acknowledging that I did not request an upgrade, wasn't me, and claims that he will escalate it in 24 to 48 hours, maximum 72 hours. I've asked for a recording of the call, and he claims that I have to go to my nearest Vodacom office to get it. So she took umbrage. She wrote to Vodacom and said, I will not accept an assessment where I am not privy to the basis for the decision, and I have confirmed through legal consultation that I have the right to receive this information. So I took it up. She was obviously not getting anywhere fast. I went to Vodacom's media liaison team and I said, what possible justification could there be for Vodacom to not simply do a security check on Ellen, old school background questions we're all used to, or do the more with it biometric thing, voice, whatever, before emailing a recording of the call to her. In other words, establish it as her and send it to her. The answer was, we confirmed that this was a SIM-only upgrade and it was processed on the customer's line. It wasn't hers. It was obviously fraudulent. That's me adding in there. We have since reversed the upgrade, so mission accomplished. There's no outstanding balance linked to any device because it was SIM-only. There is a refund due of 2,636 Rand, which should reflect in her account within 7 to 14 days. And then about my question of just send them the darn call recording, we refer customers into a store to listen to their call recording for privacy and security reasons. This also allows for controlled access to the recording, controlled for them, and to ensure the recording is used for its intended purposes and that it is not distributed, accessed improperly or insecurely. So I'm like, oh, come on. So you give someone a written copy of their contract, so there's no, they can distribute to however they want. You're not worried about the security there. It doesn't make any sense. And then they say, we continue to review our measures to ensure ease of access while ensuring the protection and security of information shared within the call center, call recording, in line with the Protection of Personal Information Act. Now they're protecting us against the information that's ours that we need to settle a dispute. It's absolutely madness. I mean, I've shouted this on every platform I have for years, and I am absolutely determined that this injustice is going to be sorted out one day. But for now, Bruce, it remains my very considered opinion that this is the main reason one shouldn't enter into any contract over the phone, unless you can record it yourself, because you're on the back foot if you now want to dispute it, and you have to beg and plead and schlep off to a store to get a copy of what you are party to and should have automatic access to on your email, via email, not having to go into a store.
Yeah. You end of. Give us, I think, as consumers of complex products, a lot of credit here, Wendy, because you assume that we might actually read the contract. I mean, when you sit in the cell phone store and you get your big magnifying glass and you read the small print on the back of that thing, which is not particularly legible and clear, within 30 seconds, and I mean, this is my tolerance level, I'm bored, I may or may not understand the language. It's supposed to be designed for me to consume clearly and easily. Whether they send me the contract or not, I don't know if I'm ever going to really, you know, dive into it and truly understand. And if I did, I might not want to sign up in the first place.
That's the problem
with these things. They're so convoluted that you just go, oh, if anything goes wrong, I'll fight about it later. Just give it to me, please. Let's just stop talking, stop throwing numbers at me, and just let me get out and play with my new phone, please. Sort of thing.
I think that is the average person. But at least if you want to, the terms and conditions are there, and you actually should read them because you have no out if you do it in a store. Whereas if you do it, and that's the other thing, if you take out a contract over the phone, it's a form of direct marketing. If they've phoned you, right, it's an unsolicited call, and you have 5 days business day. It's essentially a week in which to cancel for no penalty. But if you, you know, you don't have access to the call, they're not automatically sending it to you. You don't have the transcript. You don't know. Hold on, I've been misled. This wasn't the phone they were going to promise me, which is a common one. They said it was over 2 years. It's actually over three, or whatever the case may be. And you've got time to contest. But how do you know? You don't have any record of what you agreed to. So that's the problem there. And lots can go wrong when people know that you might battle to get the transcript. I think it enables there's an element of a rogue call center agent who wants the commission and doesn't care how they get it. And I think they're enabled because they know that consumers don't have easy access to those recordings immediately or within 5 days.
There's a misalignment of interests in this particular one. Thank you very much, Wendy Nola. A misalignment of interest. Yes, they're going to rip you off if you're not careful. Sorry, that was the English translation. So thank you. Wendy Nola, who is our consumer ninja on The Money Show.